Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Caster, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you. Today's special guest is Samantha Schwartz. Hello, Samantha.
Hi.
So Samantha is event coordinator for this little event we have in the middle of summer called Salute to America. So for those who maybe have not heard of Salute to America, Samantha, give them an idea of what we're talking about.
The main thing we're celebrating is Independence Day on July 4th. It's kind of been a festival that's been built up over decades, really. Mm-hmm. Now I'm the new person taking over it, and we've got like a few changes this year, but really we're just trying to get everybody together to celebrate the 4th.
All right. So in addition to it, it culminates, of course, with a huge fireworks show, but throughout the day there are events and musical events and things like that. Kind of give us an idea of what you might see if you come on July 4th, which is the one day of the event.
Yes. So if you join us next Tuesday, July 4th, we're going to have a whole lot of music. It's pretty jam-packed this year. We've got 5 bands playing on 2 different stages throughout the day, 2 on our Capitol main stage and 3 in the beer garden. On top of that, we've got a kids zone that's going to be on Broadway in front of St. Peter's. We've got a chalk art contest. We've got all kinds of food vendors. I think we have more this year than we've had in the past, just because we're planning for a very high traffic day. Since it's one day event, it's the only day people have the option to attend. So, and it's on the 4th, so people have the day off likely. Right. But also, we're going to be adding merch to our list of items this year. We've not really had Salute branded items in the past, so we've got t-shirts and koozies and fun little things like little celebratory gear for kids and stuff. Yeah, and we'll have lots of pretty decor and some pretty cool like selfie backdrop photo opportunity stations around the footprint that I think everyone will enjoy. Oh, and we've also got our staple events, classic car cruisin', the parade. The theme this year is American movies, so I'm really excited to see what people do with that.
Yeah.
We've also got a 5K in the morning. I really wanted to sort of incorporate more some interactive community events, athletic events. So we've got the 5K that's going to start and end at Norin, run to the Capitol and back. Lots of views, pretty views of the river and the Capitol. I have a DJ down at Norin. And then another active event that we will be incorporating, actually it will start in our parade and then they'll go on a, it's our community bike rides.
Yeah.
And they're going to start in the parade and then eventually they're going to end up going on a 10 mile, like their usual jaunt around town. And then they're going to end in the beer garden.
Ah.
Yes.
What better place to end than
the
beer
garden? I know. Everyone deserves a beer after a long ride.
Exactly. So let's talk about the footprint. It's a little bit smaller than previous years. A lot of it's on High Street and Madison, correct?
Actually, it's mostly on High Street across from the Capitol.
Okay.
So I think that's the 100 block of High Street and then Broadway and Jefferson.
Okay.
Pretty much, I like to explain it to people as a quick reference. It's the blocks that immediately surround the Capitol building.
All right. So in that area, then, you mentioned there are several stages. Where are the different stages located?
We have got the main stage on the Capitol steps. That's our biggest stage. And I really wanted to sort of condense most events that happen on a stage onto that stage just because it is the focal point of our festival. So in addition to having 2 bands in the evening, we're going to have the K Brothers with the Bernie Sisters playing. And then following them is our finale. We have the Sensational Barnes Brothers. They're out of Memphis. But prior to that, we're going to have the opening ceremony, which typically was on the Madison Street stage. So I'm really glad that we can get that on the main stage because it's a big part of our event, you know.
Sure.
And after that, we're going to have the Little Mr. and Miss Independence Contest.
Yeah.
Super adorable. And then after that, yeah, we've kind of just flow into our bands. We'll have a little bit of a break so that they can do, you know, some production stuff on their end. But in the meantime, while that break is happening on that stage, we'll have the beer garden stage in the beer garden. And that's when our other bands will start playing. pretty much at every point in the day, there will be music playing somewhere.
All right. Is it a wide variety of music or is it
yes.
pretty?
The styles of music are pretty well-rounded. I don't think we have like any two that are alike. Mm-hmm. We've got folk. K Brothers are, I guess you could consider folk. We've got the Sensational Barnes Brothers. They are like blues, funk, gospel, super mm-hmm. upbeat, fun. We've got Lindley Creek. They are a traditional bluegrass band. They've been IBMA nominated. They are fantastic instrumentalists. Love Seats are like rock band. They're local. They're super fun, really talented. Mm-hmm. I don't think a lot of people know about them yet, but they should. So I really wanted to get them on the stage. And then actually opening our beer garden is Ernest James Zydeco out of Kansas City. And it's in the name. They're Zydeco.
Right.
But I mean, that's like fun party music. Everybody sure. can listen and dance to it. It'll be a good time.
Sure. So we've already mentioned there's going to be lots of music, lots of beer.
Yes.
Lots of food. So what's some of the food that will be there?
Ooh, we're going to have barbecue. We're going to have, I actually have a food event coordinator that's helping me with this.
There you go.
Thank goodness, because it's a huge task.
Sure.
And we've got almost 20 food vendors joining us this year. So yeah, we've got, you know, your traditional like burgers. We're going to have ice cream. We're going to have lots of drink vendors. There will be smoothies, coffees, lemonade.
Well, you shouldn't go hungry, clearly.
No.
<All right.
laughs> That's not going to happen.
Okay. Yeah. So you mentioned the kids zone. So what's going to be in the kids zone? If you bring kids here, what are things that they're going to be able to do and see?
We will have the inflatables again this year. Mm-hmm. We're going to have some sort of crafty events. I've enlisted Leanne from JC Parks to help me with a lot of these items. She's great. She's got all kinds of, you know, just like fun, crafty items for kids. We're going to have a couple vendors there too. We've got somebody who does glitter face paint and somebody who does henna. We're also going to have somebody who sells puppets. We're also going to have Jerry Tritz doing some strolling magic and juggling. And then he'll eventually do a show in the kids zone, a magic show for the kids at 4 p.m. And we'll have bubbles. We're going to have lots of bubbles.
Oh, kids love bubbles. So obviously with the smaller footprint, it makes it a lot easier to get around with the kids, especially. But one of the concerns always in the capital city is parking. Any suggestions for folks as they come into town as to where they might best enter the festival?
Yeah, pretty much all the street parking outside of our footprint you can access. Most of that is ADA friendly, so you'll be able to just like walk straight into our footprint. I do recommend arriving early, though, if you want to get that, you know, up close street parking. We've also got pretty much all of the public parking. All of the parking garages will be open as well.
Yeah.
We'll have the state lots down by the Truman Building. Those will be open to the public. All of this is free parking as well. Pretty much it's all first come, first serve, but there will be plenty of it downtown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I think that's one thing we haven't mentioned, the word free. This is a free festival.
Yes.
Right? I mean, other than the merch you buy, other than the food, it is a free festival to just kind of wander through and catch up with people and see what's
for
here.
For sure. Yeah. Definitely outside of, you know, like food and drinks and things like that, you know, all the music, all the crafts, there's lots of things to be enjoyed for completely free, including our, you know, finale fireworks at the end that are really impressive.
Yeah. What are some things you should bring with you that will help make your stay a little bit more enjoyable?
I am recommending to everybody to bring some of the essentials, you know, hat, sunglasses, sunscreen, even bug spray if, you know, you're one of those type of people like me that likes to get bit. We are also encouraging everybody to bring a refillable water bottle. We will have a free refill drinking station where you can fill up and get water at any time. We're also encouraging everybody to bring their own chairs, lawn chairs, blankets, anything that you want to make yourself at home on the lawn with or in the beer garden even. And then to haul all of those things, I suggest bringing, if you have a wagon or, you know, strollers, a strong man in your life, I don't know, to haul around your things.
But so as you mentioned, so the festival will culminate around dusk with a closing ceremony and fireworks show. So tell us a little bit about the fireworks show. Where's it going to be and where would be good viewing areas that you would recommend?
Luckily, the fireworks display is huge, so you can see it from pretty much anywhere along the Missouri River on either side. Mm-hmm. For instance, I watched it from Holt Summit last year on that side of the river. The north stage, where we're going to do our closing ceremony, is going to be on the north side of the Capitol by the fountains, by the river. We'll do that at 9:15. Fireworks will start at 9:45. If you want to listen to the soundtrack that goes along with it, that's going to be on Nash FM 100.1. And then the fireworks are shot off from the sand plant. They'll be over the river, all set for that. I think people have been a little bit concerned with how dry it is.
Sure.
But that's part of the reason that we shoot them off over the river. And I talked to our fireworks guy yesterday, and he says we are good to go. So.
All right. So as far as you know, Adrian's Island and Deborah Cooper Park will be open as well.
Actually, Adrian's Island is going to be closed again this year.
Okay.
Only because we can't get emergency services down there very quickly or efficiently yet.
Okay.
You know, so we're going to hang tight on Adrian's Island.
Okay. So Samantha, what would you say to those folks who look to the past and say, oh my gosh, I remember when Salute to America was so much bigger. There was a carnival. It was multiple days. I mean, it's only one day this year. What would you say to those people?
I would say you need to attend because there's going to be a lot. All of those things that you're used to happening at Salute to America over the course of 3 days, we've basically just condensed down into one and in a smaller footprint. So, you know, we may not have the carnival or some things that take a lot of time to load in and out, but we're going to have all of these things that you're used to there just happening all back to back on one day.
Sure,
yes.
Sure. Well, and I've heard too, folks would say, bigger's not always better, right? Sometimes it's nice to have a very smaller footprint so that it's easier to get from one spot to the other.
Exactly.
Especially in the heat of mid-Missouri.
And if you're going to hang around all day and you kind of want to get out of like the craziness of the footprint, then you've got actually more room to sort of step outside and visit our downtown stores that are open.
Yeah.
Just kind of seek refuge outside of the craziness before you're ready to go back in.
Sure.
And watch another band or try a different food vendor, you know. We just really want to focus on, you know, quality items and events to give the public this year.
All right. So what's your biggest fear? We're almost a week or so out from this. So what's your biggest fear you have about the festival?
Oh, there's a few things, possibly a freak weather issue or, you know, mostly for me on my end, I want safety for everybody above all else. And then on my own personal end of things, I hope everything just goes smoothly.
You
know, it's my first year. It's a first run. I'm definitely type A. I feel like I've planned as much as I possibly can, but there's always things that rise up and, you know, there's going to be some people that are miffed about something, but hopefully we can resolve those issues on the spot and everyone will still have fun.
There you go.
And everyone will have a really good holiday.
So what's the one thing you're most excited about on this event?
If it's not already apparent, it's the music.
Yeah.
I'm just so excited to get some new artists that haven't played in Jeff City before and also highlight some of our best local artists and kind of like marry those together and also expose people to maybe some things that they don't get to see very often in Jeff City, you know, like traditional bluegrass or Zydeco or, you know, even our finale band. I'm just so excited to dance on 4th of July.
All right.
Yeah.
So we'll see you out there dancing there
around
the Capitol. So, all right. Well, thanks for joining us today and good luck with your festival.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.